I belong to an email list that sends updates about those injured by terrorism. I'm sending you a copy. Anyone else can obtain it by emailing tefillah@netvision.net.il. Based on your answer to question number 90, would it be correct to say that these names should not be included in Rifo'enu, but rather in a separate Bakasha and Shema Koleinu? Well, the truth is, if these are terror victims who are wounded and need to be healed, you can mention them even in Rifo'enu, but or in Shema Koleinu, or even better, at the end of Shemona Esrei, before Yul Ratzon, or before Aseh Leman Shemecha. If so, is there a proper nusach for mentioning these names? Just that they should have a Shrefuah Shleima, the Soshar Chole Yisrael. I also had several other questions regardless of where we include the request of a speedy recovery. Is it okay to include the names of Gentiles, Druze, who have been injured? Yes, it's okay to daven for non-Jews, especially non-Jews who are not idol worshippers, and even Christians who are considered idol worshippers are not considered really serious idol worshippers today, and one can daven for their welfare, especially if the non-Jew knows that you're davening for him, and if you didn't daven, it would cause animosity, or by davening would cause Kiddush Hashem. Most certainly you can daven, even if there is no animosity and no Kiddush Hashem, and you feel like davening for a non-Jew, you're allowed to daven for a non-Jew. I'm wondering, since the end of the Tefillah and Poyin, the So Shar Chole Yisrael, obviously you can also say the So Chole Yisrael, not Shar Chole Yisrael, the So Chole Yisrael, and that way you're davening for the non-Jew and all other Jews who are sick at the same time. What would we follow the same name format? You should call them by the name that they are called, their English name, and perhaps their mother's name also, or their father's name. In general, what should be the response of the community to these people? Based on your answer, they should not be included individually in the Mishaberach and Shul, although we do say in our Shul, the Chol Nikvei HaTeror. Okay, in any case, I see no reason why the names of these terror victims, even the ones who are non-Jewish, can't be included in the regular Mishaberach.